He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. With the warm summer breezes and French wines and cheese, but his ambitions are big. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress in Kim. They had a fun life, she was a good wife, and bore him a young son named Jim. All of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. The war took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was calling answers he never. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England out of sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes five, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoir. Losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say. Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life. Oh, looking for answers to questions that bothered him.